CFRC 101.9 FM has opened applications for its 2024-2025 Musicians in Residence program. Young and emerging artists are encouraged to apply to use CFRC studio space as an incubator to create new music, perform it live on air with video simulcast, take part in industry-related workshops for bands who are just starting out, and get paid. Learn more and apply today at CFRC.ca.
Kick your shoes off at the door.
Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45 at the Screening Room. In a world where wokeness and fake news are thrown around as pejoratives, Carol Off offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her six chosen words, freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit KingstonWritersFest.ca.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a trip into the greatest 60s music, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia, and the best global garage you'll hear anywhere. And this is Psychedelic September.
Hot and psychedelic cult, whatever else it may be, is new and different.
We'll be right back.
I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 641. It is our third installment of this year's Psychedelic September, where we dig into the Retrospect collection and focus more heavily on, well, proto-psych mainly, but all sorts of weird stuff, and we've got some weird stuff coming up in this episode. But we started it off with a band called Giant Crab, out of Santa Barbara, California. They actually were a band called Ernie and the Emperors, very much influenced by British Invasion. It was only years later that they released material as The Giant Crab, the former band known very much for their live show, the latter band very much for their records. So a 1969 release on Uni Records, 45 RPM 45, the A side of the 45, Hi Ho Silver Lining, we had the B side, Hotline Conversation, from Giant Crab. You can see them up on the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook. Go there right now, give us a like and a follow. It's Psychedelic September on Retrospect. You can also see this outfit up on our social media. They're called the House of David, which incidentally was a religious group founded in Benton Harbor, Michigan in March 1903. The House of David, release on Cheese Records, which is their own label, so I'm going to say that was an acetate. 1968, 45 RPM from House of David. This is the B-side of their Schaefer's Field 45. This is called Long Way Back Home.
My mind opens when I walk through the wall, leaving the world far behind, thinking how good it would be to be back home again. Give up just one more try. This long, a long, long way back home. It's long, long, long way back home. Yes, we can say it all. Long way back home. The rain that was falling on me was a sky stopped opening up. I couldn't believe what I'd see. The world around me, it started falling. I heard voices of the people they calling. And it's a long, long, long way back. It's long,
Flower children and the love generation, and they laugh at the hippies. And the hippies laugh at the people, for they know that the hippie movement is not flowers and love or beards and beads. The hippie movement is dope, drugs.
These guys are something.
Richard Bates.
I could say once upon a time, but this is not a fairy tale. Mirror, tell me, please.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, our third installment of Psychedelic September for this year. Two tracks out of the States, one out of the UK. Top of the set, House of David, Long Way Back Home. Then a band called July. They were from Ealing in London, active 68 and 69, have reformed in the 2000s. They blended psychedelic rock with pop music. So lush harmonies, lots of keyboards. Interesting thing about July is that there's dispute about how the band came about. On the AllMusic website and various other sources, it says that they started as a skiffle group called the Playboys, who then became an R&B band, changed their name to the Thoughts, and then the Tomcats, and then July. But band members have said that's simply a misunderstanding. They formed as the Dreamers, playing music influenced by the Everly Brothers and the Shadows. The Dreamers changed their name to the Tomcats. They fell under the influence of Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry, and a number of band members went, when that band broke up, into a new group called July. I don't know. All I know is the track we had is the B-side of July's debut 45 on the major minor label 1968. The A-side, My Clown. We had the B-side, Dandelion Seeds from the UK's July. Then a bit of that weirdness I mentioned at the top of the show. Carly Barlow off an album called Cosmic Remembrance. What a name. Six tracks. Described as a colourful world of strange plants and creatures, Carly Barlow tells you enchanted stories of leprechauns, fairies, witches, Lemurian kings, angels, and the north wind that got stoned of marijuana. Okay, Carly Barlow from 1967 apparently felt that it was time to, quote, simply speak the truth as it comes to me from the other side. She apparently believes that we're all tapped into a cosmic game. The record features four narrations performed by Carly as she unveils her visions to the listener. This is not something I would choose to listen to normally, but it is a perfect inclusion, surely, in Psychedelic September. Carly Barlow, a track called A Game Called Who I Am.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labour of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show. Time for a track from a band called Morgan's Dream Spectrum. Dream with an extra E on the end. Formed in 1967, they later simply became Morgan, an American psychedelic band formed in Long Island, New York. One LP released 1969, self-titled, Morgan. Lots of references to folklore and fairy tales. And they're described as carrying the kind of urgency and excitement executed by bands like Love, The Doors and The Stones. All original material, which are dipped in acid-riddled acrylics with animated lyrics, vocals that are utterly intense, and guitar sizzling with killer dynamics and having an allegiance to Jimi Hendrix. This is Morgan's Dream Spectrum with Welcome to the Void.
Gingerbread house, and let your troubles fade away. Let your mind get away from the fall. I say welcome to the void. Did you know that Peter Pan can fly? He just pats himself with dust. I'll get you some if you're a very good boy, and if in me you put your trust, I say welcome to the void. I say welcome to the void. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack, jump over the candlestick. And said Jack as he touched the lighted wick. My God, you know that fire burns. woman, she lives in a shoe. What a very funny thing. She's really happy for today she received 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings. Beauty did kiss the beast, and then much to her surprise, a handsome prince did then appear, and then the beast scratched out his eyes. I say welcome to the void, I say welcome to the void. If you're good and if you watch your ways, one day to heaven you will go. You will lose everything you've ever known before. Who cares? It's better than below. I say welcome to the void. I say welcome to the void. Flowers and a bright yellow sky, little squirrel gathering food. Picnic's over, it's time to go home. What's for dinner, squirrel stew? Did you hear about Sam's Uncle Joe? Got lots of heads upon his wall. Stands 100 yards behind the cheetah's glass. Oh, he's the bravest of them all. Fall, 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 fall. Did you know that a good man died? Oh, how terrible they say. But you know that's just a part of life. It kind of happens every day. No!
It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
60s garage punk, garage rock, freak fate, and psychedelia.
Thank you. Episode 3 of Psychedelic September. Remember, episodes 1 and 2 available. You're looking for episodes 639 and 640 on any good podcasting platform. While you're there, go back approximately a year. You'll find a bunch of Psychedelic September episodes from 2023. And if it's garage rock, garage punk you want, then just choose any other episode. Also, remember that I put up from time to time some back episodes on my own YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Retrospect Garage Punk. You'll find a bunch of things there with some visuals and a whole lot of stuff. Give me a follow on YouTube. We had Morgan's Dream Spectrum with Welcome to the Void, then a band called Velvet Crest out of Mineral City, Ohio. Originally called By Popular Demand, originally formed by an 18-year-old lead guitarist, Terry St. George, and 17-year-old bassist, Dave Bartos. Their first big break came in 1966, just after forming, when they beat out eight other bands to win the Cuyahoga Falls News Association Battle of the Bands contest. That was as By Popular Demand. That band evolved around 1970 into Velvet Crest, who had kind of bubblegum pop influences, but also recorded the track we had, their reinterpretation of the Beatles, Things We Said Today.
Phil is a terrific guy, but we get along.
A very brief global psychedelia set coming now. Before we get into that, I want to do a couple of shout-outs to Retrospect supporters, some of whom leave great comments on my YouTube videos, others on our social media, and a few I get to chat with from time to time. So a shout out to all the people that have liked the YouTube videos, definitely, but also a big hi to Catherine River Sage in Pleasantville, New Jersey. David Lewis Basso, who always shares Retrospect episodes. I really appreciate that. Also John Brain, who does the same with great commentary. Always great to hear from you, JB, in London, Ontario. And while we're talking about JB, I cannot forget Jumpin' Jerry Balderson in Hackettstown, New Jersey. He also hosts a show here on our home station, Free FM. It's a brilliant show. If you're a music fan and you like some astute American political commentary and his opinions on what's happening here in New Zealand from afar and his rundown on some of the great content here at Free FM, check out Jerry's show. He's erudite, has an incredible way with words. Love the show. It's called The Paleface Parabola.
Whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
Powered by the Unforced Rhythm of Grace, we present the twice-weekly plate spin, a.k.a. the Paleface Parabola from half a world away. Bottom line, you bring your ears, we'll bring the noise. We being the Mystery Man and me, Jumpin' JB, and now, here's a man to tell you when and how to listen to our crash and burn.
Get your dose of the Paleface Parabola Wednesdays 10 p.m. and available wherever you get your podcasts.
Into a very brief global psychedelia set now, just one track this week. from a band called Los Beatniks. There were more than one Los Beatniks. There was a group out of Argentina. This band out of El Salvador, actually San Salvador, in the San Antonio Abad neighborhood. Apparently a disc jockey called Tito Carias went straight past their house and heard them, got straight out of the taxi, heard them performing in a Gata de Vida, invited them to record. That got onto a compilation, but the group disintegrated. I don't know how long they were together, but this is Los Beatniks out of El Salvador, and this is Esta Amor Es El Mejor.
Nunca he podido averiguar lo que guarda tu alma para mí.
Psychedelia from El Salvador. Esta Amor Es El Mejor from Los Beatniks. Going to wrap this episode here with something really special and different. I have played tracks from this album from time to time. There are actually really only three tracks, or actually there's only two sides, and essentially each side of the original record was a track. One of them has like a prelude to it. It is a studio project led by Jimmy Curtis, but described as a group. Jimmy Curtis, New York singer-songwriter, producer and label owner. He formed Perception Records in 1969. He was also in a band called The Hobbits. They had an album called Back from Middle Earth, New Zealand reference there. But this particular record is a psychedelic jam featuring two long tracks of wah-wah fuzz and tremolo dueling guitars, searing organs, spacey vibes and percussion. And I love it. Released 1971, ultra rare, but has been re-released, thankfully. The band, as much as it is a band, is called Century Expanded. The LP is called Concerto for Wah-Wah. And this is 10 minutes or so, wrapping this episode, with a track called Rhythmic Variations in E Major. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Twit for more amazing psychedelia. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
The tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
Attention students, are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you need a more flexible schedule? Athabasca University has you covered. AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascau.ca.